And I will ring the bowl three times at the beginning and three times at the end. Become aware of the whole body. Feel the whole body resting into this support. Allow the whole back of the body to be heavy as it sinks into the support. Be aware of the back of the skull, the back of the neck, the back of the shoulders and shoulder blades. The back of the lower ribs. The pelvis. And the back of the knees resting on the bolster. Allow the whole body to sink into this support. And take a moment to ask yourself, where am I holding? Or what's resisting? And as you ask that question, simply notice where your awareness goes, and then notice your experience. And if nothing happens, then that is your experience also. Become aware of the mouth. Feeling into the whole inner mouth and the structures inside the mouth, the tongue, the floor of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, the left side wall, the right side wall, the upper teeth and gums, the lower teeth and gums, the whole inner mouth. Be aware of the upper lip and the lower lip. And have a sense of the lips being parted, even if they're touching. And be aware of the sensation in the whole inside of the mouth. So it feels like a sphere of sensation in the mouth, and any thought of tongue or other structures simply dissolves into sensation. The sense of openness, spaciousness inside the entire mouth. And become aware of the hands, the palms of the hands, left and right. And imagine someone taking a feather and tracing the lines on the palms of the hands with this light touch of the feather. Feel them drawing the line from the web between the thumb and the index finger across to the heel of the hand. Drawing a line from the webbing between each finger down towards the thumb. Let the palms of the hands grow with sensation. Be aware of the pad of each finger and the pads of the thumbs. And imagine you were holding a large cotton ball in each hand. Feel the texture and the touch of that large cotton ball, the lightness of it. And imagine this cotton ball were the most precious object you had ever held. Gaze on it lovingly, tenderly. Perhaps there's a sense of tingling in the hands or a sense of warmth. Keep feeling into the hands, into the pad of each finger, using this imagery to help bring awareness to the area. And once there's awareness there, then let the image go. Let the cotton ball go, this tender object. And simply remain with the feeling sensation in the palm of each hand. Feel both hands together, left and right together, and notice your experience. And bring your awareness into the breath at the nostrils. Feeling the cool incoming breath on the inhale, the warm outgoing breath on the exhale. And follow the breath from the nostrils into the inner throat. Again, feeling the coolness on the incoming breath, the warmth on the outgoing breath in the inner throat. And continue to follow the incoming breath from the nostrils, through the throat, and into the chest. Feeling the movement in the chest with each inhale. And then retracing that path on the exhale from the chest, through the throat, the nostrils. And imagine this breath flowing effortlessly through a hollow tube with a smooth, shiny inner surface. Both the incoming breath and the outgoing breath gliding effortlessly up and down this hollow tube. Follow that downward movement on the inhalation and an upward movement on the exhalation. This ease of breath. We're not trying to change anything or create anything. We're simply being aware of the movement of the breath. Breath by breath. Inhalation to exhalation, to inhalation, to exhalation. If a thought comes by to interrupt this awareness of the breath, recognize it as a thought or perhaps a body sensation interrupts. Recognize that, label it, and then bring the awareness back to the breath. Moment to moment awareness. And on the inhalation, as you follow the breath from the nostrils into the chest, can you follow it down to the lower ribs and perhaps into the belly? And as you inhale, feel feel an outward expansion of the lower ribs, as if they're moving away from each other. And feel the belly slightly rising. And as you exhale, feel the lower ribs coming back towards each other and feel the belly falling, settling back towards the spine. And just stay with this movement in the lower ribs or the belly, wherever it's more pronounced for you. Following this sense of filling and emptying, filling on the inhale, emptying on the exhale, feeling the sensations produced by the breath on the body. This outward, upward expansion of ribs and belly, and the drawing back or releasing, letting go on the exhalation. And then let go of any thought of where the breath might be. And simply be aware of the body being breathed. And take a moment to notice the breath. Notice the rate and rhythm. Notice the quality of breath, the smoothness, or perhaps there's a sense of roughness or jaggedness, jerkiness to the breath. Is there a sense of pushing or pulling? Notice the duration of the inhalation and the exhalation. Are they about the same or is one a little different? There are no right answers to these questions. It's simply noticing what you're feeling, what you are aware of. And notice the state of the body and the mind. Has anything changed? Has anything different from when you first came into this position?